Lecture 34, The Origins of Andean Civilization.
Now we travel southward from Mesoamerica to the Andes to look at the beginnings of Andean civilization in South America. Lectures 34 and 35 cover the subject according to the altitude of the civilizations. In this lecture, we look at the civilizations of the coast. And then, in the second lecture, we look at the civilizations of the highlands and culminate with the Inca civilization. We begin by defining two poles of Andean civilization. The one on Peru's north coast, the other in the south central Andes. Then we survey a popular theory which argues that coastal civilization originated in part because of the rich Pacific fisheries nurtured by the Humboldt Current close offshore, which produced huge food surpluses. Then I'll describe the early ceremonial centers erected by scattered rural communities, which are the first signs of the emergence of civilization. We analyze the Chavín cult. An art style and religious beliefs mark this cult, which spread widely on the coast and in the highlands between 900 and 200 BC. Finally, we'll describe the flamboyant Moche state of the north coast, which flourished from about 200 BC to AD 600, before being weakened and destroyed in part by a series of natural disasters. In AD 1500, the vast Inca Empire, known as Tahuantinsuyu, the land of the four quarters, extended from high in the Andes mountains, through dry highland plains, to foothills, tropical forests, and coastal deserts, some of the driest terrain on earth. Millions of people lived under Inca rule, ruled from the Inca capital at Cusco, high in the Andes, the inheritors of a tradition of civilization which extended back more than 3,000 years. In this lecture, number 34, we discuss the origins of Andean civilization, the very basis of this long, long history of civilization. We start on the coast, we look at the foothills as well. And then in the next lecture, lecture 35, I'll examine the predecessors of Inca civilization and the formation of the extraordinary Inca Empire and some of its institutions. Over many centuries, two poles of Andean civilization developed. The one was centered along the north coast of modern-day Peru, one of the driest environments on Earth. The other was in the south central Andes mountains. They were two poles, but only the Inca succeeded in unifying them into a single kingdom, a single empire. But, and this is a very important, persistent theme of Andean civilization, societies on both poles of civilization interacted and traded with each other constantly. They had to, because both needed commodities grown or produced by the other. The north pole of civilization in the Andes was centered on the virtually rainless coastal desert, where over 40 rivers and streams, fueled by mountain runoff, dissect the arid coastal plain. They are rather like the Nile, a set of arrows which flow through the dry landscape, watered by spring mountain runoff.